So you have kids, and you want them to be prepared.
But how do you do that?
Stay tuned, and I'll give you some tips on how to get your kids involved and teach them some basic survival skills. Hey folks, welcome to Set Apart Homestead. This is Travis at the Prepared Homestead. So today we're going to talk about some basic skills to teach your children. I think it's really important for those of us that are parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, which is a vast majority, to teach children how to prepare, to teach them survival skills, to get them involved and encourage them. There's a lot of advantages for doing that. One of the biggest advantages is if something actually happens, they themselves are prepared. They're not solely relying on you. And not just physically prepared, meaning having skills, but mentally prepared, which is one of the hardest, most difficult things on a child during some type of disaster or an emergency is the psychological toll that it takes on them. Because, you know, of course, they're not as mature as we are and they just can't handle as well. Major disasters and emergencies. So in my mind, that is probably one of the biggest benefits of teaching children this. And of course, the other is just giving them these skills so that they can themselves know things to do. A lot of people look at children as a liability when it comes to prepping, when it comes to a disaster, an emergency, but they really don't have to be that way. And you can teach them some basic stuff to get them involved. They will want to be part of prepping and survival skills. And, then they become an asset to your family, not just in a sense of them being a child and everything, but an asset when it comes to their skills and what they can do to help that your family to survive and make it through whatever you're going through in life. So let's try to break this down. The first thing, and I've kind of already mentioned it, is really the psychological part of it. And so where you get that is just really the psychological aspect of it. And how you do that is really just talk to them. Just talk to them like you would talk to them about, say, a fire drill in your home. They do this in schools, or at least they used to. And sit down with them and explain what could some of the things that could happen. And you don't want to blow it up so big that you're terrifying the children and then they're going to have nightmares and have this fear of some kind of, you know, horrible thing happening to them. You're going to break it down to their age level and talk to them about what could happen and the fact that, you know, we can survive this. We can make it through. Maybe if you've been through storms, power outages, things like that, you could use those as examples of how you made it through and that you're going to just do some things to kind of get prepared. And that is a really good way to kind of start that conversation with children and help them build the mental skills that it takes to get through an emergency. One of the other things is just getting them outside. I mean, I know that sounds so simple, but it really is true. The vast majority of children today spend very, very little time outside. They're so glued to TVs and video games that they're not spending very much time just out in the woods, out in the country, outdoors, and learning how to, you know, just adapt to being out in nature. You know, temperature differences, you know, insects, things like that, that just you have to learn to kind of deal with. And I understand that every prepping situation isn't going to necessarily be outside, but that is certainly a way to get them out there and understand that there is a certain survival aspect to preparing. And then when you're out there, start teaching them some real basic skills. You know, things like how to build a small fire with one match. Teach them some knot tying. Teach them how to put up a tent, how to build a shelter without a tent. Little things like that are super easy, and they're able to kind of get excited and grasp the idea that it is possible to survive without all the modern conveniences. You know, I would advise maybe looking online or at your local used bookstore and trying to find like an old Boy Scout manual. They're great for things like that. There's all types of woodcraft skills that you can teach, and they're taught, you know, in the books. They're at a very basic level, and they're written in a way so that it's easy to teach children, because of course that's what they were used for. And even if you don't live out in the country, many of you live in the city, do the best you can to go outside, even if it's in your backyard. Set up a tent in your backyard, and that's actually a really good place to start, because it is a controlled situation, and that's really good for children when they're in this beginning stages of learning about outdoors and woodcraft skills and survival skills and bushcraft skills. Is doing it in a more controlled environment of their backyard. They feel a lot safer, and that way they can kind of build the confidence and find a comfort level of being outside a whole lot. So, you know, put up a tent in your backyard, and every once in a while go out there and stay in it. You know, build a little campfire if you can, you know, chop some wood, tie some, you know, do some lashing of sticks together, make a little tripod, little things like that. Cook outside. And doing things like that will greatly help your children, adapt to this idea of living without everything that's modern that's in their lives. Another thing that you can do, and I've done this before and it's really been fun, is basically turn all the modern stuff off. Even for just a day, shut the power off to everything in the house. Now, I would advise leaving things like the refrigerator running, because you don't want food to spoil, but put great restrictions on that. Turn the power off and live without it for a 24-hour period, meaning that you're gonna use candles for lights, you're gonna figure out a different way to cook your food, you don't have running water, so you better have that prepared ahead of time, and do that, and of course, teach the children leading up to that point what you're going to be doing. Talk about it. Let them know the whole plan and make it really exciting and fun. And then have the day where the power just goes off. And what do we do? How do we survive? Maybe pull out some of your survival and prepping gear and let them use it and let them kind of play with it. And this is what we do to survive. This is a really fun way to get children involved, and also use it as a teaching tool. Do that every month or two or three, you know, just have a day where the power's out. It also helps you. It helps you, figure out how you're gonna cook. You know, out in the woods, it's different. You build a campfire, but you can't build a campfire in the middle of your kitchen, can you? So if you don't have a backyard where you can build a campfire, then, maybe you need to figure out how you're going to cook your food in your house if you do not have power. So these are some really good skills that you can teach your children, and it helps get them excited about it. The next thing is go through your gear. Kids, especially boys, but girls too, they like all the cool gear. So if you've got a bug out bag, camping gear, any type of gear like that, get it out and let them go through it. And show them what the stuff is, teach them what it is, and it's good for you to go through your gear from time to time and kind of inventory it and check any expiration dates for things that could expire. And it's also really good to let your children go through that. You know, show them, get them, let it hands-on. Kids really learn and thrive when it comes to hands-on teaching. So that's a good way to teach them about prepping and what this is about. Another thing is books. There are some really good books and magazines out there that are kid-friendly, kid-appropriate, and some of them are even directed at kids that talk about, you know, survival. And one of them is a book series called I Survived. And I will leave a link below if any of you want to check out that book series. And my kids read them and they love them. And it's basically different stories throughout history, say World War I, maybe the Pearl Harbor, the sinking of the Titanic, Pompeii, different things in history where there's been major disasters and how the people kind of got through it, you know, or just a grizzly bear attack, things like that. They're good little chapter books that kids just love to read, and I have never found anything in them that I disagreed with. So that's another way to get them involved. It is very critical for you to get your children involved and to teach them. Teach them basic skills, and take them outside, take them out camping, take them out hiking, and teach them when you're doing your prepping stuff. You know, if you're bucking, you know, putting rice in buckets and stuff, get them involved in helping. And as they're helping, teach them why you do this. Why are you storing food? Why are you putting it in a bucket in Mylar? Why not just store it in the bag that it comes in from the store? Why do you rotate your food? Why do you put the dates on the food and rotate it? You know, these types of things are very important for the kids to know. It gets them involved. They feel like they're part of what's going on, because if you're not doing this and they see that you're, you know, doing this prepping thing that they really don't understand, you know, they don't feel part of it and they won't understand it. And then when something happens that, you know, you have to go into, you know, prepping mode, survival mode, they're going to be scared. They're not going to understand it. And it's going to be really difficult to kind of direct them and calm them down and give them, you know, things to do to kind of be helpful and distract them. So I would definitely get your kids more involved. You know, this I have found personally that kids really love it. They love every aspect of prepping, you know, from the camping outdoor survival stuff to the gear to, you know, going through and doing your like food supplies and medical supplies. They really like that. I have yet to find a child that is not interested in it at all if you really, you know, make it fun for them and get allow them to really be involved. So for those of you that have children in your lives, I would strongly suggest that you start doing these things. And I know many of you are, and that's great. But you've really got to get your children on board, because they are a vital asset to you. And if you something happens and you have to go into survival mode and they have no clue what's going on, no clue how to use any gear, and they are absolutely terrified of what's happening, it's going to be really difficult, and it's going to kind of get them going that fast, bring them up to speed, and they're going to slow you down. And certainly no one wants that to happen. So start working now of getting your children on board. And if nothing else, it's going to really add, you know, some good quality time with you and your kids. All right. Thank you all for watching, and I'll catch you in the next video.